Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shaughnessy somewhere along the way.
He got confused. He thought it's already won.
He doesn't want to be here to answer questions about who this is again. He's had a few weeks off from having to answer who sings this song.
This is where it gets really good. Here it comes.
Dan, you were looking for Maz.
I was looking for Maz. Would you? I thought it was a longer.
No. Just
Maz is where he always is, right on that couch right there with his little glasses.
He's there now,
on.
But he wasn't there. Otherwise, I'd have seen you.
What'd you do for Halloween? You dress up?
No.
Gave out full-size candy bars, though.
I flew back from the World Series. And,
good evening. You have a cape? Say good evening.
Good evening. Yeah. I got home in time. Yes.
There's a person here in the office that we had a contest here. Costume contest, and she dressed up like you, Napoleon Dynamite.
Really?
She had same hair and everything.
Yeah. Really?
Where's that? Vote for Pedro.
Yeah, that old Napoleon Dynamite, that was pretty close.
She just like put the vote for Pedro shirt on and just go looking for Tina to feed.
There was no dispute in that one, you know.
Did you feed Tina?
What is that? What is on the split
screen? Josh is suggesting that you have a shirt on
my shirt
that resembles the brawny paper towel guy.
Nope.
Mine's better.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You do have that shirt.
Close, but it's pretty close. Yeah, it's close.
Yeah, it's going to get cold, right? So we're getting into this.
Oh,
now.
There's another one, Al Borland.
Yeah. That's Al Borland, huh?
Oh, yeah. Those are flannels, though, then. And Dan's is not a flannel shirt.
It's pretty close.
It has a flannel appearance, but it's not a flannel.
Do you keep them on hangers? Or do you fold them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hangers.
Just hangers. You have like a Mr. Rogers closet just lined up.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, hangers.
All right, Dan.
Yes.
A couple things. Mookie Betts.
Yes.
The Red Sox approach to this, no one knows how this will go. But as you mentioned already, Sam Kennedy now saying that it's not hard and fast that the Red Sox will stick to the 208. So now they're open to the idea. But, oh, by the way, they haven't started any contract extension talks. Okay, good to know. There's a proposal that has been floated. Jeff Passan wrote about it a couple of days ago. Jeff Passan has talked with two baseball executives who suggested this to him. That the Red Sox could package Xander Bogaerts with some of their big bloated pitching contracts, notably David Price, Nathan Eovaldi, and move the bad pitching contracts off the books as long as they're willing to include Xander Bogaerts. And Passan even writes that it's something that would be laughed off in most years, but that because of the situation the Red Sox are in, and if they're going to mandate, you know, payroll like this, that it would have to be something they consider. He writes, it's unlikely, but it would free up the Red Sox to re-sign Betts and build around him endeavors. If the Red Sox farm weren't so grim, the notion of having to deal Bogaerts to dump contracts would be laughable. But as the Red Sox face this financial mandate, it's the sort of thing that will at least be discussed.
If they do this, I will destroy them in print. Because that, I mean, and again, I can live with trading Mookie Betts, but to package Bogaerts to get rid of contracts that you agreed to, and to make your, you know, you've got a franchise shortstop who is a really good player, and his curve went is going the right. The rare guy
trending up
signs a long term and then trends up, and he's an adult. He is a leader. He's regal. I love Bogaerts. I do. Really good player. I thought he was a little overrated at the beginning of his career. Then he flattened out, and everybody shot by him. But now he's in the conversation. I mean, Carlos Correa. I mean, he's as good as him, better. And I never thought I would say that. You know, Lindor, he's still got, but with it, at the position, this guy's a stud. You have to keep him, and he's contract friendly. You got him to sign a good contract, and then he got better, and it's team friendly contract for what he does. That is, and if you have to trade him to get rid of money that you agreed to. But the guys with the bad arms, and I know Price is more than, you know, he's 4 out of 7 years into it. The other two you agreed to last year, then that's on you, and that would be two bad things in a row. It's on ownership for agreeing to those contracts, and to have bagged the big one, the shortstop, the franchise shortstop, at good numbers, good money, have him have the kind of year he had, the age he's at, what he brings to you. That would be really bad. I would crush them for that.
Horrible.
I would crush them for that.
It would be horrible. It would be unforgivable.
The Betts thing, I mean, it's they haven't really messed this up. That would be them messing up.
So this is where, I mean, if Chaim Bloom is willing to discuss things like this, and again, I'm not going to, you know, go on board with this theory of we don't know who's running things.
I mean, Paston's a smart guy, but I can't believe that this is being entertained.
Well, I mean, he's saying that two executives floated this to him. Said, well, you know, if they're looking to get out of things, here's how they'll do it.
Maybe they're executives who want Xander Bogaerts.
Maybe they are.
You know, I mean, like, but and maybe that's a trial balloon to find out how bad.
And he says it's something truly wild. It would normally be laughed off. Crazy. He puts all these qualifiers in there. Pass is not saying they should do it. He thinks it's absurd, like the rest of us.
I think
he says it's a 2.0 version of the Adrian Gonzalez trade.
That he's right? correct,
and
he's
I think
correct.
People sort of forget that about Adrian Gonzalez because he was an unlikable guy. Right. Nobody liked
the Dodgers. Are happy that they first, did that
but the
deal.
Dodgers were happy to get Adrian Gonzalez.
Dodgers do not laugh at that deal the way we do.
Correct.
They wanted the player, and they got good value. I mean, well, not value. They got good service out of that player, and it helped the market that they're in. And he was a good player for many years. They went to the playoffs. So yeah, but they were fine. They had stupid money. They were fine to eat all that money and do that.
Sure. So he's saying if a team wants an elite shortstop, would the Red Sox be willing to ship out an elite shortstop in order to get off the books, Price and Eovaldi?
That's really bad. That's a terrible idea for the Red Sox.
And it also would include, hey, they've now freed up the money to keep Betts on their team.
I'm not making that deal.
If you had to choose between Bogaerts and Betts, who would you pick?
I understand Betts, but
you'd go Betts.
Well, I'd have to look at it a little more carefully, but it is not the slam dunk that people think it is.
Well, my pick's the other way. I go Bogaerts.
Yeah, so you just
the deal's done. We know what he costs.
Yeah, I mean, but Betts.
And I think he's a stud.
But Betts has been an MVP in the American leagues. Bogaerts has not been that.
I understand that.
But imagine what you could get.
Betts
from Bogaerts
is a little overrated around
because it's
here.
Affordable.
Yes,
you know what I mean. Because you get a great player, it's affordable. Oh, yeah. Someone would give you actually,
but he's a solid.
Yeah,
he's a solid everyday guy.
He was 330 this year. You know,
yeah. And to me,
shortstop, big guy.
He's trending up, not flattening out. And
nope.
I'll take that.
And he's young. And
what's the Betts problem here?
And you can build around Xander Bogaerts, no problem.
The Betts problem is that Betts wants to find out what he's worth. He wants to be out there in the market.
And people don't care. Like the reaction of lack of, like, well, if he goes, he goes.
Like, Dan, I love Mookie Betts, and I don't think the Red Sox have an excuse not to keep Mookie Betts. I don't believe they do. But I fully understand that you can get burned on those big contracts. Rarely work out.
Manny Ramirez, you know,
that
eight years,
Manny's one of the good ones. Manny worked out.
No, he's an example. As an everyday player, he's the best one ever that I can think of.
Yeah, who else worked?
You know, an 8-year contract, $160 million, which in those days, this is like 20 years ago now. It was 20 a year.
Are the Red Sox going to get burned on Bogaerts' deal? Hell no.
No. Not unless a bad injury happens, though. So.
No, in fact, I think they're going to do extremely well.
He's
going to outperform that deal.
They're way ahead of the deal on that one. Way ahead of the game.
He's going to outperform his deal probably for the life of it. No,
that was a bloody miracle. That was good.
So for me, that's an easy pick.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, in terms of, you know, but I mean, you're talking contracts and who's team friendly and all that, but which player is going to be a better player in the next 5 or 6 years? It's not a slam dunk.
Chris is in Hartford. Chris.
Hey, morning, fellows. A question for Dan.
Yes.
Dan, you know, the Boston Red Sox 2018 World Series champion, Alex Cora, says he just wants to continue to do the same things. The only thing that I really wanted to bring up was the stolen bases. In 2018, they had 125 stolen bases. Last year, they had 68. They hit that same average. On base was the same also. Before the season, Bradley said that he was looking forward to running. They were actually looking forward to running and putting pressure on the pitchers earlier in the games. Cora, I can give him a pass on the starting pitching, Dan, but did you write a story at all about the lack of running?
Yeah, it didn't really
ask you that question.
Among the myriad of things that were going on there, that was one of the few that it was way down the list. And Bradley, to talk about running, you have to be on base to run. And he was not there a lot. And they don't want him running with Betts coming up. I mean, that's just not what they're about there. So, you know, you bring up the fact that they had twice as many stolen bases the year before. So, they were more aggressive that year. They ran into a lot of outs that year as well, as good as they were. But that doesn't bother, in the scheme of things that they did, it's an interesting factoid, in my view, changed nothing about last year. That's not why they didn't do better.
Dan, do you enjoy yourself at the World Series?
Yes, it was good. It got better. I mean, the weekend in Washington was bad. Dreadful games. Three in a row. No lead changes. You know, like 8-1, 7-1.
You thought it was over. It's 19-3, sayonara.
It was awful.
That's it.
And for people, like, you know, the people going to the games, they want to see their home team. And they didn't happen once. 7-7.
We never got to the stories, though, but we never got to the ratings. How the World Series did ratings-wise? Mm-hmm. Why don't we get to that?
Right.
How many people were watching this thing in the end? Because I was. I was hooked,
yeah,
man.
Well, you're a baseball guy.
I was hooked, yeah. But again, that I don't qualify because I'm a baseball fan. So
what
I don't really.
What the hell does that mean? Yeah, you qualify.
But baseball fans will watch. That Fox doesn't care about that. They care about people that otherwise wouldn't be watching it. So how did it do?
You care about trends.
Yeah, how did it do on TV with the casual fan that may or may not watch? We'll get to that and tell you how it did this year on TV. That's next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Shaughnessy somewhere along the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Tub.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you could clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
World Series ratings were down just a hair from last year. Just a small, tiny little bit. They were down 1%, 1.3% from a year ago, Dan.
Isn't it,
Your microphone's not on yet.
Hold
on.
It's blue. It's right there.
I know. It's a little funky sometimes.
Isn't it true that every program in the universe from year to year is down now because of cord cutting? And I mean, there's no more.
Jim's a cord cutter.
Same. Everything just goes down for everything, right?
Pretty much.
I mean, so at 1%, I think you can live with that.
Yeah, I think you can too.
Yeah.
I think you can. And if you go through some of the numbers, the way that, you know, you can frame it, you can make anything sound good. But some of the numbers are, I think, encouraging for baseball. First of all, a game seven is great.
Game seven's a game seven for any sport.
Yeah. Game seven's a game seven.
They had a good surge. The last two games were tremendous, and six led into seven. Six was really good, too.
The World Series average, and this is the thing, too. So they averaged 13.91 million viewers per game, which is down 1.3%. And they do that based on the number of viewers per game. And don't forget, when you have more games and it's stretched out, you're going to get brought down by all those crappy games in the middle.
Yep.
And that's down from 14.1 million from last year's series, which only had five games. It's the first title, obviously, for the Nationals. And there was obviously a lot of interest from the D.C. market.
Last year, you had Boston and Los Angeles.
Let's not forget that.
That's mega. Red Sox are a national team. Dodgers are the L.A. market.
And the Red Sox are from a market that really cares, too.
Yep. Yep. I mean, Houston, Washington, that is not even close to Boston, L.A.
So that's good news. But here's a number I look at. Fox said their postseason games on Fox and FS1 averaged 7.84 million viewers a game across all the series that they had. That was a 12% increase across the board from last year.
That surprises me.
Like, that to me is the number you should be paying attention to.
Yeah.
So all of Fox's coverage of the playoffs was up 12%.
Good. There's hope.
Baseball's making a comeback, guys. Not everything is down, Dan. That's on TV. I think they do have a way of including some streaming numbers too now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's how they. There are streaming numbers included now, but still, they were up 12%.
All right, way to go, baseball.
I'll just stream it though. What do you mean? You can't legally stream it, right? If they have the rights.
If you have YouTube TV or another service, I think there are ways for them to measure that now.
I just didn't think.
I'd be kidding if I told you how they do it because I'm not exactly sure.
You're right.
But no, I'm talking about legal ways of streaming it.
Correct.
You know, through whatever service
you have to now. Yeah.
I mean, YouTube TV, if you watch the World Series.
If you're like Jim and you live off
YouTube
the grid.
YouTube TV advertises the crap out of itself on the World Series. They sponsor the whole thing.
Yep. Jim, you full solar now? You got solar panels on your roof, too.
That does seem like a gym thing.
It would be,
which is great if you got them.
You
got
to be able to plug in all your stuff.
I would do it if I could afford it. Yeah.
There was a period of time where you could get them really cheap, right?
Oh, you can get them cheap, but like you don't own them.
But the people put them on your house for free.
No, they don't.
Is that a racket?
I checked into it actually. Yeah.
Once upon a time, there was some deals to be had.
Somebody said they could put it on my roof for $13,000. Put them on a pull house.
Well, now since
it's on my back roof, I wouldn't mind. It's got to go on my front roof because of the way it's situated.
Yeah, solar panels have taken a huge hit on the tariffs too. That's one of the big items that have been sort of really.
Yeah, I think it's an issue with the snow
hard.
Too. Like once you get the snow on top of it, right? Or do they naturally heat up to melt the snow?
Well, they're on your roof, and if they're getting a lot of sun, I don't know how much snow.
You get a big storm, you ain't getting any power.
I heard on the Tool Bags podcast that people have solar panels, have instead of generators, some have big giant batteries in their basement. They're fed by solar.
Yeah,
those batteries are very expensive.
You ever watch them? Those shows like on Nat Geo, building off the grid, and the amount of batteries that they have to stack and how heavy they are on those walls and all the wiring, and it connects each battery in a zigzag pattern. It's crazy. It's pretty interesting. Makes me want to live off the grid for like a day.
For a day. What the hell would be the point?
I want to go to some cabin, like to feed that, you know, feed the wood inside the wood burning stove. They heat the pot of coffee right there to make some bacon on a cast iron skillet, a little fire outside, and you know, maybe use the bathroom, the outhouse.
Are you slaughtering the pig yourself?
No, I don't do that.
Where are you getting all this stuff from?
You go to a store.
Oh, I thought when you say like living pack off
like
the grid,
I said for
what do you mean?
I could pack it like I'm
also like you pack
tailgate.
A cooler and
I
live in a cabin for the day.
I want a tailgate but sleepover. Yeah, tailgate. Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
617-779-0985. David's in East Hartford. Hi, David. What are you hitting the keyboard there, David? I think he's doing a Shaughnessy impression.
That's like I'm doing the show, yeah.
It's like Chachi typing an email.
I think that's what he's
doing.
He
hits them hard, too, like I do.
Yeah, he's cranking away.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Right?
Banging the keys.
David!
Standing up.
Listen, he's so oblivious. It's like Lipschitz now.
Yep.
Heavy breathing.
Oh, now a few mouse clicks.
A couple mouse clicks there?
It's like being at the rental car agency, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
A woodpecker.
We've got a Ford Taurus.
The things they have to do when they ask you one question: how many days for
Chevy
your rental?
Malibu,
3 days.
Would you like the wraparound coverage on that?
Yeah, what is up with that?
Do you want the? Let's see. Hold on. I don't know if they have that.
You know why? They still have the keyboards with the big fat keys on.
Yes,
but still they ask you. It's like, do you need GPS? No. Yeah. Okay. Like all that for no GPS?
Like, it feels fun doing that, though.
Like, shouldn't that just be like one key?
Yeah.
Enter. Like no on the GPS.
Do they teach you that at rental car school?
A lot of banging.
Like this is how you type.
Well, you need additional insurance. No, I'm all set.
You know, like the keyboard is always elevated too. It's like up here.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All right, let me check this out.
Yeah, they all have the real old printers too.
Oh yeah, right.
Well, why the old printers?
You got to rip off the sides, the perforated
Take
sides.
Off the sides.
Somebody rip this off here.
Why?
Here,
why are we still rocking the old printers?
Behind the technology,
the ribbons.
I think that was
Avis. Is it to make the three copies? Because they want to make three copies.
I'm trying to think. Last time I ran it was a couple of weeks ago. I don't think so. It was a.
Louth is feverishly attempting to pick up a sound effect right now, and he's going to fail miserably.
Sorry, I'm listening to UMass basketball highlights right now. We're editing down.
We're going to have a little fun.
What about the football highlights?
Intern Cam was on the call.
Oh, we got those, too.
Yeah, really?
Wow.
Well, you get something on that again, Sean?
No, you brought to my attention the whopping number of points they give up.
A number of weeks ago.
Played another and now Liberty you're put 67 on them.
Now you're bringing the taxpayers into it, which drives me crazy, Shaughnessy.
It's my dollars.
It's not your dollars. I can show you the finances to show you that none of your tax dollars are going to that.
Just give it up.
You want to write about the football program just being a bag of suck.
Play high school football like Holy Cross. Just do what we do.
Well, that's not exactly going to work either.
Yeah, well. I mean, this is a bad idea.
Taxpayer. Oh, my God.
Hundreds
I'll tell you what. How about you and the rest of the taxpayers actually kick in real money to support higher education in this state? And then you can start complaining. Then you can have the right to complain. Mm-hmm. Until you do that, stop. Stop your bitching.
Stop playing D1 football and losing 67 to nothing.
Well, that's a real problem, but that's not about your tax dollars.
Okay.
That's just a problem in and of itself.
My state university.
My state hero. Don't get me going, Dan.
Yeah. Still remember the Redmen.
We're not that anymore.
No.
Remember the Redmen a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We ditched that name a long time ago.
Me too, I know.
Long before it was, mandated for anyone to do that.
It was being mandated when they did it.
Really?
It was, yeah. That's when St. John's went to St. John's went from Redmen to, what are they now? They gave it up. Yeah, there was
Red Storm.
Is that what is St. John's? Is that Red Storm?
They call it Red Storm.
Okay. Yeah,
I think so.
They all gave it up.
Chris, wasn't his name Chris Redman?
No, St. John's did it in 1994.
Was that Chris Redman? The kid that shot the redheaded kid. What's his name? Chris.
Yeah.
Weird, ugly looking kid.
UMass did it in 1972.
Ooh. Chris Redman, right?
Wow,
Chris Mullen
is back.
Chris
told you, Dan.
Whoa.
Chris Mullen.
That's when Tim Barra, Steve Schubert.
Yeah. So St. John's did it 22 years after UMass.
Peel Pennington.
Chris Redman was a quarterback.
That's right.
Oh,
that was a long time
1972.
Ago. Wow.
A little bit earlier than you
I was
thought
the last
was.
Guy who rooted for the Redmen. Julius was a Redman.
How many times did you say Redmen in Sigma?
Yeah. Why don't you keep saying it?
Who are you trying to offend? Like, really?
Hardy has headlines. Dan's dates are coming up. At 11:50, 12:50, that is, excuse me. 12:50, we haven't had Dan's dates in quite some time.
You've all been
good to get back into the swing of things. More of your calls are on the way next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Who's got a beard that's long and white? Santa's got a beard that's long and white. Who comes around on a special night? Santa comes around on a special night. Special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa.
I didn't know we were doing this today. Do we have to bring up the decoration thing with Dan?
Yeah.
Okay, do it.
You know how late Thanksgiving is this year?
Is it late?
Very late.
It's like the latest possible day you could have it in the month. Okay. And then freaking whammo, next day you're right into into the season, man.
Yep.
November 28th, Dan.
Ooh. It comes late, which means like you only got 3 weeks till Christmas.
So we can only play the angry.
I'll put my tree up this weekend.
Really?
Thinking about it.
Mm, that's good.
He's thinking about it. We read a story yesterday. The studies have now shown the earlier you put up your Christmas decorations, the happier you get. The happier you are.
Did you hear what Jim's relatives want to do?
What's that?
Jim's relatives are so upset about this. Not upset, but excited about the Christmas season. They want to bump Thanksgiving up an entire week. Tell them a story. Like, he wants to have one side of the family.
Parents' house, we do it the day after Thanksgiving because they have to work that day.
Charity, you already got one day effed up. Now tell them about the other side.
So instead of doing it on Black Friday, they said, why don't we just do it a week early so I can put the decorations up and not... because it's so late this year.
Don't they have to work on that day?
Why don't they just celebrate Christmas in the middle of December then? Like, just
Saturday?
On.
Just Saturday. Oh. Saturday, like the 24th or whatever, 23rd.
Not all that.
Why not have it tonight at 4:30?
Yeah.
Have some Christmas pie.
I said I won't be upset if there's Christmas decorations at Thanksgiving dinner.
I love
my
it.
Suggestion. Just decorate first, and we'll do it at normal.
The pretty lights, the tinsel, the smell of the turkey cooking. Like, that's like, holiday. Happy holidays. Everything in one.
Can't change Thanksgiving.
Nobody's changing Thanksgiving.
They are.
They're strange. They're from Warwick.
They change it anyways.
They're Rhode Island.
It is when it is.
They probably call it Thanksgiving supper.
It is when it is.
My mother-in-law works at the Children's Hospital. She has to work every Thanksgiving.
God bless her.
It's like 40 years. So she always has it on Friday.
I don't blame her.
And then everyone else gets to do this. The other sides of the family go do their thing. And then.
All right, so your Thanksgiving is November 29th this year.
What if the Patriots just move their Philly game to this weekend and we do the bye next weekend? Yeah, I'm just like,
that'd be good.
Jim, were you opposed to having towns reschedule Halloween trick-or-treating because of the weather?
Hell no.
Were you in favor of that or opposed?
No. Just don't go
out. No is not an answer. Which one was it?
Just don't go out.
Okay.
Yeah,
don't move the date.
Why?
It didn't rain.
Why? Why not move it?
Because it was 72 and it didn't
rain. I wouldn't personally move it.
Okay, so why are you personally moving Thanksgiving?
We're moving it anyways. We move it every year to the day after.
See, this is a problem with people.
Would you rather try to jam it in, go, you know what?
I'd rather have you make sense.
We're going to go there for dessert. It's actually convenient to have it two separate days.
So obtuse. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, maybe if the 4th of July has so much traffic, like, why don't you just do it another day?
Well, Hardy, you don't have like your side of the family and your wife's side of the family aren't like here. You don't have to like try to separate or like break up and go separate places. And
we have plans. We have things that we do, and you do them on Thanksgiving
or
in your family the day after. You don't decide this year. Oh, it's so late. Let's do it the week before. Nonsense.
Why?
Why not move to trick or treating?
Has Thanksgiving fallen on November 23rd before?
Why not? But
I don't know.
Do I know or
yes,
care?
Of course it has.
Thanksgiving is when it is. Just do it.
This really bugs Hardy more than
just
anybody
a random
else.
Thursday. It's a different date every year.
They're strange.
Like, no, Halloween's the same date. Thanksgiving's date changes every year.
It's the fourth Thursday of November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But trick-or-treating isn't
the same
last
every year.
Whatever of October.
Well,
it's the
so
last
what?
Day.
Why is it okay to move one and not the other?
Would Jim
because one's a date and one's not a date.
Would you move the 4th of July? which I personally
am
not a fan
of. You hate the 4th of July, which is amazing.
Well, for fireworks?
Flip-flops?
And fireworks. I mean, fireworks happen like...
I fire them off every weekend.
A week. Yeah, I know you will. I do. Like days leading up to and even after on the 4th of July. So
that's crazy lady. It keeps a log by me where I fire fireworks off. Yeah. So I've been doing it every weekend. Thanks to the police.
I don't care, Jim. Do whatever you want, but don't tell me you can't move Halloween and then you're going to move Thanksgiving.
Ultimately, none of it's up to me.
Right. You're just going to go with the flow. So bottom line, I'm decorating regardless this weekend because I want to get in the mood. I want to play the angry Irish white guy music.
Absolutely.
Who are they? The Murphys, the Joneses, and who else?
The Stones.
The Stones.
Yeah, it was not a diverse grouping. Mitch and the gang, even though they were gang people.
God bless the Wallaces.
Damn right.
Hey, lady, get under this mistletoe. Put a smooch on your cheek.
I never really that one that Jim played coming back.
Special night. Beard's all white. What other Must color would his Christmas. Beard be? Must be Christmas.
Damn right. If it isn't, go to hell.
Wrap your presents. Got a big red cherry nose. Santa's got a big red cherry nose. Yeah, he's hammered. Who laughs this way? Whoa, whoa.
Gold.
Special night. Damn right it is. Hell yeah.
This guy's sitting in his living room writing the lyrics, pointing out anything.
Scotch and glass. Wife's fat ass. Itchy socks.
Oh yeah. That gets me in the spirit right there. Yeah, that's all I need.
Get my liquor. Cigarettes. Where's the dog gonna kick her? Yep. Marble Reds.
Must be sent.
Dump my ashtray.
It's very emphatic.
Kid's new bike. Lucky strike. Kids, you having fun yet? Get grandpa.
Must be Santa.
That's a keeper.
Yeah. That's my favorite. That's my favorite lyric. Music.
Yeah. Do that every week now.
Oh. Grandma's basement.
8 weeks of that. Great.
Feels like
happy holidays, kids.
Feels like there's headlines there.
Oh my God! Santa's white ass headlines. Yep, we're doing it. Fat white ass. Celtics got an abscess. Drain that thing. Go back in. Drain it again. Open. Cut it open.
We're
going
to teach them how to rhyme before we do that one.
Should I bring up the suggestion now that Tom made?
What's that?
He wants to just do the Mitch Miller headline.
Do it angrily?
Our producer's not listening again?
Wow.
Are you Jim. Kidding me?
Excellent, Jim.
You're kidding me, right? That is an awesome idea.
That's, the end states are next.
See you.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up? What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Damn it, I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
The Dapper Dan.
Okay, today is November 7th, and we have Dan's dates once again. It's had a long layoff. I'm ready to go. Let's have it, Dan.
Don't blame me.
I know the microphones are acting funny today. I don't know why.
The people who were born on November 7th, best one is Joni Mitchell. Hardy, how old is Joni Mitchell?
Canadian. 71.
She was born in Alberta. She is 76, not in the best of health either, so we need to be mindful of Joni Mitchell.
Did she say Chachi?
Chachi.
Happy. Now that's Joni on the show. Joni on the show. What was her real name?
Happy days. Erin Moran.
Dated Chachi on the show.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, she didn't have the happiest life either. Still going.
She died, didn't she?
Erin Moran, I think, had an untimely demise. Yeah.
I think she did.
Yeah, Joni Mitchell lives. And this is Pay Paradise and Put Up a Parking Lot, of course. Christopher Knight from the Brady Bunch was born today. I don't know which one that is.
Peter, and I've met Peter a couple of times. He comes in for the Journey Forward Gala every year, which is a great organization in Canton, Mass.
How's his voice?
People have been told, you're never going to walk again. Sure. You're in a wheelchair or something. Christopher Knight got involved. He comes in every year and helps out with the event. It's great.
And how old do you think your friend is now?
I'm going to say he's 54.
62. So he likes
He's a good-looking 62.
There you go. Well, wow. Got the genes. Do you guys know who Adam Devine is?
Yeah, he's Maroon 5.
He's 36.
No, that's Adam Levine.
This guy's an actor. I think he's well-known. He's 36 years old, so he's
oh,
in the list.
You know who it is.
Yeah, he's in stuff.
He's in Modern Family.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
He's the nanny in Modern Family.
Okay. The Manny.
The Manny.
Manny's Manny.
Mike and Davey Wedding Dates.
Yes.
A little one.
Yes, that's him.
Yes.
How old do you think?
Oh, no. He's again. Hello.
Yeah. How old do you think Lord is? Lord.
Oh, she's young still. She's
young.
29.
That's
she's
Lord?
23.
Lord? She's 23?
She won the Grammy 7 years ago or something. I mean, check it out. I could have bad information. Is it possible Lord is still only 23?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's that Royals, Diamond song.
And you know.
Royals. Because they got
which was named after she saw a Kansas City Royals jersey, and that's where the song came from.
I think she saw a picture of George Brett.
It's true.
Yeah. It was like, oh my God, like really, I don't know.
Yeah.
Had the best steak ever.
Cool. She had photograph. To be like a teen angel when she did that.
16.
Crab legs. He got food poisoning from crab legs. Did he get hot towels?
That's
George Brett. Ever heard that story?
Yes.
Well, there was worse.
Great steak. Place called Kokomo's.
Yeah.
Staying at the Bellagio. I'm standing there, and I got my leather jacket tied around me, and I'm squishing. Every time I walk in the boots, you just got to let it go, you know. Had to get some towels. Called his buddy.
He did.
Yes.
Not you.
No. Right. George Brett. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. It's a fantastic story. Take some 5 minutes to tell it, and you'll be crying at the
end
of it.
It's the best ever.
Yeah.
George baseball guy. You never heard of
him? Oh, wow. I just don't know that story. He had hemorrhoids the World Series in 1980.
Oh,
that was unfortunate.
Night.
You know, yeah.
He had something that night.
He missed games with hemorrhoids. He made it famous. 1980. Look it up. He had 390 that year.
I mean, he was up twice.
He was a big deal. And he also is a huge golf fan, Hardy. When I went to the Ryder Cup in Valderrama, Spain, I was inside the ropes and I heard George Brett yelling my name.
What a waste.
He was outside the ropes.
I mean, no offense, Dan, but what a waste to send you there. You hate golf, you hate traveling, you hate things, and they send you to the Ryder Cup in Spain and you're probably miserable the entire time with an inside the ropes pass.
I don't even speak Spanish.
They didn't even speak English.
I don't
even
like rice.
Miserable.
Yeah. I hate spicy rice.
So rude.
They didn't even speak
so
English.
Rude of them.
I don't even know what paella was. I thought it was pizza.
Ryder Cup was big in those days. I mean, Michael Jordan would come. George Bush would fly in a helicopter.
Still a big thing.
It was a big thing.
It still is.
But I was inside the ropes, and George Brett was not.
Yeah, you deserved it.
Yelling at me from outside the ropes.
Yeah.
I was following that Baker around. Constantine Rocca, what was that his name?
Oh, yeah.
He was the Italian. He killed Tiger. Kicked his ass. It was good.
Yeah, that's a good thing you were there.
Other stuff that happened on November 7th. In 1862, during the Civil War, President Lincoln replaced George McClellan as commander of the Army. What's so funny?
You ever been to the Masters?
I have not. We let Brian. Ryan liked it, and we knew that would be wasted.
I'm glad
on
you said you haven't.
But if you could go, if you went into your boss and said, I want to cover the Masters.
I could do that. Yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
They'd send you, right?
He doesn't want to stay.
Yes.
Holiday.
Yeah.
You can stay at some crappy
hotel.
They
speak English there.
Eat at the Perkins. But
no, that's not one for me.
Waffle House.
On this date in 1912, boxing champion Jack Johnson was indicted in a Mann Act. Mann Act was... white slave traffic. In 1917, the Bolshevik Revolution took place.
Isn't that from Smokey and the Bandit when he's listing off the list of offenses? He's like, bootlegging's baby crap compared to what this dude's up to. Got a fraud in the car against the will. That's kidnapping.
You know, we're Smokey and the Bandit.
I don't think he's got a permission. That's a Mann Act.
Yeah, it is. Covers a lot. November 7th, 1944, FDR won a unprecedented fourth term as your president. On this date in 1962, Richard Nixon, This was his comeback, his first comeback. He had lost to Kennedy in 60.
Like the Elvis comeback.
He ran for governor of California against Jerry Brown's father.
Richard Nixon did?
Yes.
After he left the White House?
Yes, he was president.
I never knew that.
No, he was vice president for 8 years.
Yeah.
Runs against Kennedy, loses.
Oh, okay.
2 years later, he starts his comeback, and he loses the gubernatorial election in 62 to Jerry Brown's father.
Okay.
And that was the famous, "You won't have Nixon to kick around anymore" speech.
Oh. He
was very bitter, and he said that.
I thought he said that after he left the White House.
Well, he surged back, as we know. On this date in 1966, John Lennon first met Yoko Ono at an art gallery in London.
They looked like they just smelled so bad.
Yeah, well.
The two of them.
They look like you see those two people and say, "Don't whatever you do, don't ever have kids."
They did.
Met her on this date and started psychologically abusing her on November 8th.
Yes.
Yes.
When did Woody Allen come around?
End of the Beatles. I don't know. On this date in 1991, this was a biggie. I'm curious if you're old enough to remember this. Magic Johnson announcing he had AIDS.
I do. I remember where I was when it happened.
That was one of those things.
You know what? I saw this on today's dates, and I thought the same thing. Zoe, remember where you were,
don't you? Honest to God, right hand of the Bible.
Yeah.
First of all, let me say late afternoon. Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers.
That was big.
I was on Route 1 South, and I didn't think of you at the time, but it's funny you're sitting here. Remember that thing with the bridge that was supposed to go over the top right there,
in
front of the stadium? Literally on the spot where that thing was supposed to be built. Heading south on Route 1. When that news came over the radio.
I was sitting in the house with like the 10 other guys I lived with in college, 5 miles from where Magic Johnson grew up. We were in East Lansing. We were right there. I mean, like a few blocks from where he had, played there at Jenison Fieldhouse. And we were watching on the one TV that we all watched in the living room. And everyone's just like, holy.
It's unbelievable. You remember that?
I was a little kid. I remember being at home. My dad and my uncle were there, and they were watching it live on TV as it happened.
Ugh.
Remember where you were then? You remember when the O.J. chase took place? I was at a bar in Pittsburgh watching that Bronco go. You remember where you were when the planes hit the World Trade Center?
Those are big, big things.
Those are three big ones.
On this date in 2009, Obamacare passed.
Space shuttle at home
2009.
In Belvern, PA.
Okay.
On this date in the year 2000, the hanging Chad election
was
on this date in the year 2000.
Yep.
On this date in 1972, young Dan Shaughnessy made a sign that said "Going Home to Vote" and stood at the ramp at 290 at Holy Cross, and people started picking me up. I was fighting off the cars to go home to vote. It was the first year of the 18-year voters.
And it was all BS. You just wanted to get home and drink.
No, I went home to vote.
Here's how I can get home.
I had my sign "Going Home to Vote," and I did use it to go back to Holy
Cross.
Didn't
Remy pick you up off like 146 on those ramps?
Yeah, he picked me up years later because people.
What did the sign say?
Wait, who picked you up years later?
Jerry Remy picked me up hitchhiking.
Oh, right. Story. That's an all-timer.
No, but the sign said "Going Home to Vote," and the rule had been changed. Congressional Amendment 26 for the 18-year-old vote was first enacted in 1972, and Nixon won every state except Massachusetts. We were the ones voted for George McGovern.
He's like Anthony Michael Hall in the Breakfast Club. What do you need a fake ID for? So I can vote. What did the sign say to get you back to Holy Cross?
I just
same
used
one.
The same
it's
one.
The same one.
So it was kind of.
So you lied.
Well, yeah. I, what I was going to say, just went home to vote. I figured it was unnecessary to be full disclosure.
Easier to lie.
Yeah, it was easier to just
That's
pick
why
it.
People, most people lie.
Old ladies were pulling over to rushing. There were collisions to pick me up. I was a innocent, fresh-faced guy going home to vote for the first time. It was a big deal. It was an honor.
Those were back in the ass, gas, or grass, nobody rides for free days. So what did you chip in for gas? Did you have a little weed in your pocket, or did you take care of one of the old ladies when you got picked
up?
We
had a cheap bastard at Holy Cross who used to charge us for axle wear. We'd go to go to UConn basketball games.
Axle wear.
Yeah, he charged us for axle wear. So I do remember that. That did happen. Jim Rice won the MVP in the state in 1978. Jim Cott turns 81 years old today. Joe Niekro, born in Martins Ferry, Ohio, on this date 75 years ago. He's no longer with us. And that pretty much covers November 7th. Thank you very much.
It's a good one.
All right, Dan.
Good day.
All right, see you guys next week.
Thank you, Dan Shaughnessy. Fourth and final hour of Zolak and Bertrand.
There he goes.
Coming up right after these headlines, no commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.